This is the story of one of America's greatest unsolved mysteries. During the 1580s, three different English expeditions arrived on Roanoke Island, off the coast of what is now North Carolina. The first two groups later returned to England, but the third group disappeared, never to be seen again. What happened to these settlers? Roanoke Island was mapped in 1584 by explorers during the first expedition. A year later, a man named Sir Walter Raleigh sent a second expedition of about 100 soldiers, miners, and scientists to start a colony there. The island was home to Native Americans, who at first welcomed the Englishmen. But the situation later turned violent, and the English were forced to abandon the settlement and return to England. In 1587, a third expedition arrived at Roanoke. Unlike the previous groups, this one included men, women, and children. Among them were the governor's pregnant daughter and her husband. The governor's granddaughter, Virginia Dare, was the first English child born in the New World. Later that year, the governor went to England to get more supplies. He left 100 or so colonists behind.